Hey, it's Dawn McGrewer, the Business Growth Coach, and welcome to Dawn of a New Era, the podcast where we talk all things health, wealth, and happiness, and where founders share the good, and bad, and ugly of being an entrepreneur. So welcome to part two of our female empowerment mini series as part of the Dawn of a New Era podcast. Now, we bring this to you in association with our new community, Her Power Community, and it's all about breaking the glass ceiling for female founders. So the remarkable rise of Sarah Blakely is a story that I want to share with you today. Now, she is the woman behind Spanx and also Sneaks. So in a corporate world traditionally dominated by men, Sarah Blakely emerged as this beacon of inspiration. And the journey of founding and scaling Spanx, a multi-billion dollar shapewear empire, was testament to her gift, innovation and underlying determination. And she definitely broke the glass ceiling. Now, her latest edition of Sneaks, yes, trainers with heels, mine are actually on order and currently on their way from the USA. So you can only get them in the USA right now, but thankfully my mum and dad have lived in Naples in Florida for part of the time for the past 15 years. So I'm going to get my new purchase. But she has founded many, many brands. And in the early days, Sarah, who was born in Clearwater in Florida in 1971, from an early age, she was really driven by an entrepreneurial spirit, often dreaming of making a significant mark on the world. So after graduating from Florida State University with a communication degree, Sarah took a job selling fax machines door to door. So it was during this time that she identified a problem that many women faced, which was a lack of comfortable and effective undergarments. So here was the eureka moment. One evening, preparing for a party, Sarah struggled with finding the right shapewear to wear under her white pants. So frustrated by the options available, she took a pair of scissors and cut a pair of tights and wore them under her outfit. And to her delight, this impromptu solution worked perfectly, providing this smooth look she desired without any uncomfortable seams or lines. So she realized then that she'd stumbled on this product that countless women actually needed. And then here comes turning an idea into the actual business. So determined to turn her idea into reality, Sarah spent the next 2 years researching, developing prototypes, and ultimately patenting her invention. So despite having absolutely no background in textiles or fashion design, she navigated the industry challenges with sheer determination. And Sarah used her savings of $5,000 to fund the initial steps of her business, marking the beginning of Spanx. So she overcame investment hurdles as she went through this. And finding support was not easy. So despite having a revolutionary product, Sarah faced skepticism and rejection from numerous male investors who either didn't understand the product or didn't even take her seriously. So the stigmas surrounding female entrepreneurs were pervasive and often dismissing this innovative potential of ideas. So undeterred, Sarah continued to knock on doors, demonstrating her product and refining her pitch. So her breakthrough came when she managed to get a meeting with a buyer from Neiman Marcus. So instead of just talking, she demonstrated Spanx by wearing them and showing the difference that they actually made. The buyer was immediately impressed and placed an order, making Spanx's first major retail partnership. Now, here comes the Oprah effect and rapid growth, because in 2000, Sarah's determination paid off when Oprah Winfrey named Spanx as her favorite product. Now, this endorsement catapulted Spanx into the national spotlight and led to an explosive growth in sales. Women across America flocked to stores and websites to purchase Spanx. And this transformed the brand from a small startup and a household name almost overnight. So with growing demand, Sarah reinvested her profits into expanding the product line, hiring a team and scaling production. She maintained rigorous oversight over product quality and brand image, ensuring that Spanx remained synonymous with comfort, innovation and confidence. Now, breaking the glass ceiling, Sarah Blakely's success story resonated far beyond the fashion industry. She challenged the biases and stigmas prevalent in the investment world, proving that women entrepreneurs could build highly successful, scalable businesses. And her journey inspired a new generation of female founders to pursue their dreams, regardless of the obstacles. So in 2012, Blakely was named the world's youngest self-made billionaire by Forbes. She never sought external investment or sold equity in her company, maintaining complete control over Spanx and preserving her vision for the brand. So next comes then giving back and inspiring others, because Sarah's success also amplified her commitment to give back. She founded the Sarah Blakely Foundation to support women through education and entrepreneurial training, empowering those who face similar challenges. And her philanthropic efforts reflect her belief in lifting others as she climbs. So the legacy of empowerment. Today, Spanx is a global leader in shapewear market, and Sarah Blakely stands as an icon of female entrepreneurship. Her journey is not just about financial success, but breaking barriers, defying expectations, and creating a legacy of empowerment. So through resilience, innovation, and absolute unwavering belief in her vision, Sarah Blakely redefined what it means to be a successful entrepreneur and inspired countless women around the world to follow in her footsteps. So Sarah Blakely's story is a celebration of perseverance, innovation, and empowerment, a powerful narrative that continues to inspire women to challenge societal norms, innovate fearlessly, and climb the highs of success. So remember, join me on the next episode, number 3 of our mini-series all about female empowerment. Thanks for listening to Dawn of a New Era, the podcast brought to you in association with the Her Power community. This initiative was founded by myself, and it's all about empowering female founders to recognize their limitless potential and pursue their ambitions with confidence. Now, there is less than 1.8% that goes into investing in female-founded businesses, and we are here to make positive change. So come and support us on Instagram at Her Power community and find out more about what we're doing to support female founders to scale and grow their businesses.